Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All this week, I have really, I thought about it a lot over this past weekend, following the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Thought a lot about how intolerant Americans are of each other's opinions and what a threat this is to the First Amendment, what a threat this is to our democratic republic. We need to be tolerant of each other's opinions. We don't have to agree. You can actually hate what somebody else says. I don't like this, but you could actually hate them for saying it. But they have a right to say it. Now, there are consequences for saying certain things. But when you look at the timeline, when you look at the timeline of what happened with the cancellation of the Jimmy Kimmel Show, Jimmy Kimmel Live. In fact, last night, CNN was reporting yesterday that Jimmy Kimmel was going to come on and answer the cancellation, that he would be on last night, but he wasn't on last night. There was a breaking news bulletin from News Nation on the ABC network, and they just went on with that until Nightline. But let's just go over what happened. So Jimmy Kimmel said some things that the FCC director was not happy with. The FCC director, Brendan Carr, has said, and this is a fact, he said that he is going to do all he can to use his agency to satisfy the wishes of the president. We know the president is sensitive when it comes to jokes or criticism about him. Stephen Colbert was canceled by CBS. This happened at a time when the parent company of CBS was going to merge with another company. It was a multi-billion dollar merger. And CBS settled a lawsuit with the president for $16 million and then also seemed to cancel Stephen Colbert as a way of getting on the good side of the president as this merger was coming up. Well, as it turns out, the FCC and the head, Brendan Carr, he goes on a podcast and he threatens, in no uncertain terms, threatens ABC to do something about Jimmy Kimmel. And if you don't, we will, meaning the FCC will. The FCC is an agency under the presidency. Within hours of that threat, ABC suddenly canceled Jimmy Kimmel Live. It certainly appears that ABC was reacting to that threat from the FCC. Now, you can come to a different conclusion if you want to, and I'll respect that, but this is my conclusion, that the FCC threatened and ABC capitulated, ABC canceled Jimmy Kimmel Live, and I found out that the parent company of ABC is on the verge of a merger with another company. It's a multi-billion dollar merger that needs the signature of the president. It appears that ABC, like CBS, is trying to make the president happy and get on the good side of the president. So he signs this multi-billion dollar merger, which is coming up. So it seems like it's pretty obvious to me that there is pressure coming from the administration in the form of threats from the FCC director that are carrying out the wishes of the president. And after Stephen Colbert was canceled, the president said, Jimmy Kimmel and others are next. So it doesn't seem to be much of a stretch that the president doesn't like Jimmy Kimmel and wanted Jimmy Kimmel canceled. And he certainly shared his elation after Jimmy Kimmel was canceled. So it seems like all of this was done in reaction to that threat, which did not have to take place in public view, but it did. And I think that serves to let people know that this president is in charge of these things. It's also, I believe, a warning to others that if you don't act in a certain way, if you express certain views or tell certain jokes, you too might be canceled. Have I missed anything here, Ian?
Yeah, somewhat. You're talking about Nexstar?
Yes.
Nexstar is trying to acquire Tekna.
Tekna, yeah, that's the company that owns Channel 4.
Yes, exactly. And Nexstar also is they're a company that runs ABC affiliate stations. So they got in front and said, we don't have the power to cancel Jimmy Kimmel because he doesn't work for Nexstar. But what we're going to do is simply not air his program on our affiliate stations, which I think is reasonable to say that could be seen as, hey, we're signaling to the FCC. We're going to make the decision regardless of what ABC wants to do. ABC Maine. What we're going to do is just put something on in that half hour that's not Jimmy Kimmel. In order to curry favor with the people who are going to be approving our acquisition of Tekna. ABC's parent company is Walt Disney, who we have seen, I don't know, you know, it's about half and half. Sometimes they're willing to go to toe with the president more often in his first term than this one. But, well, there you have it.
Yeah, so it does seem like it was a reaction to, it was ultimately a reaction to the threat. And yeah. So Jimmy Kimmel was essentially canceled yesterday by ABC.
Imagine that Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham or Greg Gutfeld. Let's go with Greg Gutfeld because he's in the late night space. He's kind of in that same part of the zeitgeist, right? Let's say Greg Gutfeld on Monday night says something that's offensive, that's confusing, that's distasteful, that's hurtful, and the next afternoon, President Biden's FCC director is on a podcast with, I don't know, David Pakman or something. And he says, what Greg Gutfeld said last night was so awful that either Fox is going to take action on this or the FCC will have no choice but to take action on this. And just hours later, we learn that Gutfeld has been canceled, suspended indefinitely. It's the exact reverse of the situation that we just had, and yet people like Bob and Metairie that are howling at you that this hypothesis is absurd, and the only counter-argument he has is, nuh-uh. I mean, it's not even, this is like second grade level stuff. If you can't see the parallels between the hypothesis I just laid out and what actually happened yesterday between Brendan Carr and Benny Johnson and ABC and Jimmy Kimmel, I think that you're just in this to argue because you like arguing. I don't think that you're actually having an honest, good faith conversation, which is why it felt okay to just say, you know, Bob, we're moving on, because you're not actually listening. You're not approaching this with an open mind.
Well,
soon as you recognize that you're in a debate with somebody that does not have an open mind, Stop wasting your time. Stop wasting theirs. Stop wasting everyone else's if you're doing this in a public forum. And he has the nerve to say, oh, well, now you're going to hang up on me
because
you can't prove me right.
We
can't prove you right because your only argument is, nuh-uh.
Well, Bob kept repeating himself. I mean, it got to the point where he was just repeating the same thing. And when that happens, you know, we're going to move on. We've just got to, I've got people who want to get on the air right now, but we've got some business that we have to get through. Look, from the beginning of this week, I have done all I can to try to approach everything on the show when it comes to politics with the idea that I'm going to do what I can to calm the tension with political discourse today. And there are people selling hate. There are people who are buying it. And it is more compelling in the media than somebody who's trying to, you know, bring people together. And that's sad, but that's the nature of the media. But from an ethical, moral standpoint, I want to do my part. I'm going to still have my opinions, obviously. But I'm going to also understand that I need to respect the opinions that I disagree with. Charlie Kirk, the people who are not respecting, say, my opinion, are the very people who are saying, well, Charlie Kirk had a right to his opinion, even if you disagreed with it. That's true. And I have stood up for Charlie Kirk, even though I disagreed with Charlie Kirk on a lot of things. We haven't even talked about those disagreements because I don't think that serves the purpose right now. You know, I'm not trying to build up a case of why I disagree with Charlie Kirk. What happened to Charlie Kirk was terrible. It was tragic, and it was a stain on America. And for that reason, I didn't like what happened. And I've done all I can to express this desire that even if I disagreed with Charlie Kirk, I did not want a bullet to silence his freedom of speech. And I don't think the FCC, I don't think a bullet should silence freedom of speech. Because the speech that you don't like being canceled may one day turn out to be speech that is canceled, but it's speech that you like. And so this is a very sacred, sacred thing in America. Let me just read for you. I'm going to go over what Jimmy Kimmel said. There's the main part of what he said, and then there's what he said right after, which is what I think really might have gotten to the president. But, you know, you can make up your own mind about that. But let me just explain to you what the FCC is about. This is not exciting, but this is what the FCC is about. The Federal Communication Commission, the FCC, is an independent federal agency established by the Communication Act of 1934. The agency is charged with regulating interstate and international communications by radio, television, wire, satellite, and cable. The mission of the FCC is to make available for all people of the United States, without discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, national origin, or sex, a rapid, efficient, nationwide, and worldwide wire and radio communication service with adequate facilities at reasonable charges. The FCC operates under a public interest mandate first laid out in the 1927 Radio Act and reiterated in the 1934 Act. How this mandate is applied depends on how the FCC interprets the public interest. Some regulators seek to protect and benefit the public at large through regulation, while others seek to achieve the same goals through the promotion of market efficiency. Congress granted the FCC significant latitude and flexibility to interpret the public interest standard to reflect changing circumstances, and neither Congress nor the agency has defined it in concrete terms. These circumstances, paired with changes in FCC leadership according to the party that holds the presidency, have led to significant changes in how the FCC regulates the broadcast and telecommunications industries over time. So the key phrase there is the FCC interprets the public interest standard. And what I have never seen happen before is the FCC apply politics to determining what is in the public's best interest. This is mainly concerning profanity and dishonesty and misleading the public and things like that. I've never seen any presidential FCC, and I don't recall that it happened, that a presidential FCC used so much, put so much emphasis on politics in determining what is in the public's best interest. And the administration can determine that any kind of criticism of a sitting president, any kind of criticism or jokes about a sitting president or the party of the sitting president might not be in the public's best interest, that the FCC should curtail anything that is done to mock the president and say that it is not in the public's interest to have the president mocked. This is how I think they might be interpreting things. But again, I've never seen this happen. And I have said for a long time on this show that regardless of any feelings about the president or regardless about any feelings about politics, I am concerned about the attack on freedom of speech in this country. And I think we have reached a very dangerous point. That is my opinion. And as I have talked about this, we're seeing more examples of how freedom of speech is being challenged. And Jimmy Kimmel is not going to be the last one. There will be others. I don't know who's next. I don't think there have been any predictions about who's next, but there was the prediction that Jimmy Kimmel would be next after Stephen Colbert was canceled. All right, I got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, stay with us. And if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. When we come back, Ian's going to do a few of your text messages, and we will get to your calls right after that. A very sad day today. It was on this day in 1970. Jimi Hendrix was found dead. Jimi Hendrix apparently had taken 9 pills, barbiturates, along with alcohol that caused a fatal overdose, and he died at the age of 27, part of the 27 Club. But this is the day in 1970 they found Jimi Hendrix dead. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Man, what a phenomenal guitar player he was. He was legendary. I would love for Jimi Hendrix to be alive today and to witness what he would be doing today. And that's the sad thing that happens when we lose these incredible artists early in their lives. All right, we'll be right back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The most fundamental right in America is freedom of speech. But you know what that means? That means that you need to respect the speech that you hate, the speech that you disagree with. It's a challenge. It's not easy. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when you're taught in church and religion, you're taught to forgive. I mean, the whole New Testament is essentially based on the concept of forgiveness. It's really hard to forgive somebody that really does you wrong. It's really hard to do that. It's also really hard to accept speech that you hate. But I think that's the challenge of an American citizen. That's what we're challenged with. Not everybody is asked to do that. Not everybody has freedom of speech. But one of the issues with freedom of speech is for us to learn to tolerate. You don't have to like it, but to tolerate the speech that you disagree with. And so many people now are talking about Charlie Kirk, and he had a right to speak. He had a right to talk about what he was talking about, even though a lot of people disagreed with him. But he still had that right. Well, other people have the right to speak things that others totally disagree with. They still have a right to speak. Let me remind you, we believe in the power of everywhere. You can listen to WWL anytime, anywhere with the Odyssey app, the iHeart Radio app, and the TuneIn app. So you can find us wherever you have your phone. Let's go over what Jimmy Kimmel said that got him in so much trouble. Now, he makes jokes about the president. I don't remember a late-night comedian that did not make jokes about a president. Every president gets made fun of. But here's what Jimmy Kimmel said. We hit some real lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them. He went on to say that the president is at the fourth stage of grief. Oh, I know. Because right after this, the president then, apparently right after the president was talking about Charlie Kirk, he went into talking about the new ballroom. This was on some show. He went into talking about the grand new ballroom that they're renovating in the White House. And so Jimmy Kimmel said that, you know, he's talking about Charlie Kirk, and then he starts talking about the grand ballroom. Jimmy Kimmel said, he said the fourth stage of grief, construction. This is not how an adult grieves the murder of someone he called a friend. This is how a four-year-old mourns a goldfish. I think that part did not sit well with the president. And anyway, it didn't take long for Brendan Carr, head of the FCC, to deliver through a podcast publicly, deliver this threat to ABC. You do something about Jimmy Kimmel or we will. And the parent company of ABC is involved in a merger that is worth billions of dollars, and they need President Trump's signature on the merger. So it seems like ABC is acting out in a way to get on President Trump's good side so the parent company and this merger can go through.
I think we may be getting Nexstar's relationship to ABC a little confused, because ABC's parent company is Disney. Disney is not negotiating the Nexstar's acquisition of Tegna.
Okay, well, what am I missing here then? It is Nexstar. It is Nexstar that is trying to merge with Tegna.
Correct. Acquire Tegna.
Acquire Tegna. Okay. This is the company that owns a Channel 4 locally and a lot of other things. The deal is worth $6.2 billion. So I don't know where I'm confused here. So straighten me out.
So, okay, Nexstar is trying to acquire Tegna.
Okay.
So they got out in front and said, we are not going to play Jimmy Kimmel on our affiliate stations anymore. We are not going to wait for ABC to cancel Jimmy Kimmel. We're just going to tell our affiliate stations not to carry that program as a means of currying favor with the FCC so they will approve our acquisition of Tegna.
All right. So Nexstar was trying to get the favor of the FCC and the president,
right,
by not airing Jimmy Kimmel. And then ABC announced after that Kimmel was canceled.
Exactly. They're really two separate stories that are kind of happening and in the same space at the
okay,
same time.
Okay, I got a little confused about that.
But the
point is that all of this is being done to appease the FCC.
Correct.
Which is under the president.
Yes.
And there's disappointment in Jimmy Kimmel and the jokes that he was telling. Look, I would never have said this. As a comedian, if I were a comedy writer on that show, I would have never come up with this joke, this lighthearted comment. I would have never done this. You know, the assassination of Charlie Kirk is such a sensitive thing that this is not anything to make fun of. At best, this was really stupid on the part of Jimmy Kimmel and his writers. It was ill-timed. It was stupid for them to do a joke relative to anything involving Charlie Kirk. It wasn't really a joke. It was a comment. And the comment was based on something that actually was happening in the country. And the governor of Utah, Spencer Cox, said that he was praying that the shooter was not one of us, was not an American. He wanted, and I think this was wrong, he wanted the shooter to be an illegal immigrant or somebody like that, not an American. And I don't, you know, there's a whole topic concerning that, but we don't need to get into that. So there was basis for Jimmy Kimmel's comment, but it was stupid for Jimmy Kimmel to make any comment about Charlie Kirk. I you know, maybe there's some time in the future when people make comments, but this is not that time. And so this was ill-conceived. So Jimmy Kimmel deserved to be called out. He deserved to be punished. I'm concerned about the whole show being canceled as a result of this threat from the FCC, because I think this is a veiled attack on freedom of speech. Before we get to calls, let's do a couple of quick text messages, and then we'll come back and we'll get to your calls.
Here's a text that says, my argument about the whole Jimmy debacle is the right keeps saying he was let go because of his low ratings. I call bull. If he was let go because of the ratings, he would be fired. He wasn't fired. He was suspended. These are two different things. This is all about censorship and the far right not having a problem with it.
Yeah, it's true. But the scary thing is that what if there's an aggressive Democrat who becomes president and takes the same course against Fox News, against people on Fox News who are saying things the president doesn't like? If you support the cancellation of entertainment because of the content, if you support the president canceling those things or pressuring entities to cancel those things, then, I mean, it could happen to some people that you actually like and support.
That's the argument that I made in the last segment. And some people texted in and they're correct. They say, Ian, the Fox News parallel doesn't count because that's not on broadcast television. And they're right. The FCC does not have the same regulatory ability to deal with Fox News in the same way it does
but they do have some control.
It's not zero.
Right. It's not, you're right. It's not the same, but they do have some control over cable TV. That's something that has been added to the FCC because of the popularity of cable TV.
The rules about who can own these corporations, the mergers and acquisitions that we're talking about, is absolutely under the umbrella of what the FCC is statutorily able to do to a company like Fox News.
And one reason I'm sensitive to this is because I grew up in this business, getting in it at a very early age. I grew up in this business with the idea that the FCC regulates broadcasting. It does not censor. It does not control speech. It regulates. Now, when it comes to profanity, that was a different issue. But the FCC has never, in my mind and in my life, has never been actively involved in censoring speech until now.
Last thing I'll say in my life, and then we'll take a break. Jimmy Kimmel has an excellent, excellent, I would say, airtight legal case. Because like I said last hour, back last March of 2024, the Attorney General of Missouri sued Vivek Murthy, who is the U.S. Surgeon General under President Biden. You may remember this whole thing about the Biden administration kind of leaning on Facebook and Twitter, going to them and saying, hey, it would be cool if you guys did something more to tamp down on COVID misinformation, on election information. They didn't threaten them and say, we're going to shut you down. But they did go to them and say, we would love it if you didn't do that.
And the right was very critical of that.
And I guess rightfully so. The Supreme Court ended up rejecting that lawsuit based on a technicality. But we did get to hear about what some of those conservative Supreme Court justices had to say about it. And they were unequivocal. They said the federal government cannot explicitly or implicitly tell a private company to regulate speech on their platforms. That is an unacceptable violation of the First Amendment. So if Jimmy Kimmel wants to sue the Trump administration for what they call jawboning ABC into cutting his show, and that case makes it to the Supreme Court, they've already said how they'll rule on this.
Well, and you know,
there's no question.
What is going to stop Stephen Colbert or Jimmy Kimmel from showing up on a streaming platform? And I just mentioned that the latest stats out on streaming is streaming accounts for 47.3% of viewing, broadcast only 18.4%, cable 22.2%. So these people could be on a platform that is actually a bigger platform than the broadcast networks that they have been on, and they're going to be free to say whatever they want to say.
Their career will continue. But any lawyer, any constitutional expert would tell you, you know, just because I took away your ability to speak on this medium and you can still speak on that other medium, that doesn't mean that you can't come and sue me. You know, I have already violated your First Amendment rights by improperly jawboning your employer into getting rid of you.
Yeah. And so, you know, another point here is that it's just I think it's a scary thing that aspects of freedom of speech are being threatened. And I hope it ends here, and I hope it doesn't go too far. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1956, you know, rock and roll was really wild back in the day. Fights broke out during a Fats Domino concert on this day in 1956, and so the U.S. Naval Station in Newport, Rhode Island banned all rock shows as a result of fights breaking out at Fats Domino concerts. Now, what are you fighting about with Fats Domino being on stage? I don't get it. All right, I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, jokes about a president, that's okay. Jokes about Charlie Kirk right now, anything relative to Charlie Kirk, not okay. I mean, unless you're expressing empathy, just don't say anything. Jimmy Kimmel was wrong to say what he said. Question is, does he deserve for a show to be canceled? Let's go to Jamie in the Lower Ninth Ward. Hey, Jamie, welcome to WWL. Yeah. Thanks for hanging on.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey, I feel like it was more like of a conspiracy. I feel like that it was more about Jeffrey Epstein and not Charlie Kirk because he didn't want the attention on him about that Jeffrey Epstein, especially after they put that picture up on a building. And, you know, he's real sensitive about him and Jeffrey Epstein. So I feel like that was the whole reason of the firing.
Jamie, I think it was just a coincidence that this happened at a time when the president was looking for anything to distract from the conversation about the Epstein files. I think it was just a coincidence, but I know that there are a lot of people who are thinking like you, and they believe that it was part of a conspiracy. I don't know how deep they go into the conspiracy, but there are people who are talking about how this was so convenient that maybe it was, you know, something about it was planned or whatever. Anyway, Jamie, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Chris downtown. Chris, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Scoot. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I'll be quick. I think we live in a time where it's impossible, very difficult, if not impossible, to really attack someone's freedom of speech or even First Amendment rights. And if you look at Jimmy Kimmel, okay, he was suspended or fired or whatever, but we can't say that this was an attack on freedom of speech. Jimmy Kimmel, if he wanted to, could go out and buy a camera, go to YouTube, and put on a show at 10:30 p.m. tonight if he wanted to. Or he'd go to social media. Or he could go to another talk show and be a guest in a talk show. So I think it's a bit extreme to say that this is a violation of freedom of speech. If this was 1985 and not 2025, maybe. But there are so many platforms for people to express themselves that, okay, he's not on ABC, but again, there's a multitude of ways he can get out there and deliver a message if he wanted to.
And Chris, I think that's a great point and a legitimate point. I guess I'm looking at this just from just a philosophical standpoint of that he was attacked and he was, yes, he can go on and speak, but it was expressing speech that somebody didn't like that caused him to be penalized, cancel culture, if you want to call it that or whatever. But I do agree with you, and we talked about this just a moment ago, with all of the other platforms that are available, that Kimmel may end up saying the same things on a platform that is even bigger than ABC.
And Scoop, this happens a lot. Don't forget, 2 years ago, this happened with Tucker Carlson. In other words, it was a different situation that his company, Fox, was embroiled in a lawsuit.
Yeah.
There was a settlement, and according to that settlement, Tucker had to go, you know, package
bags. Yeah, of course, that was about...
This is how...
But Tucker Carlson...
operate.
I think it was a little different because Tucker Carlson was lying. That was about a lie as opposed to an opinion or comedy.
Well, a bit of what Jimmy Kimmel said was a lie, too, when he pointed to this being a MAG operation, but that's neither here nor there. But bottom line, what these media companies have gotten to be so big that they can lose a Tucker Carlson, they can lose a Jimmy Kimmel,
and it has
zero effect on their balance sheet.
I agree. I don't think this is going to hurt ABC.
And I think one more thing. This is media is so heavily regulated, but I think this is all coming to light because it's media. In other words, stuff like this happens all the time in the energy industry, in the banking industry, gaming and gambling, extremely heavily regulated, but we really don't hear about this type of stuff just because it's not media, you know? And so it's the time we live in. I think it's just a reflection of the marketplace.
Yeah, I think you're right. Chris, I appreciate the call. I've got to get to another break here. If you're on hold, just stay with us. We'll get to more of your calls coming up, and we've got more text messages. You know, the point is people are just angry. And they're looking for reasons to be angry. And being angry is like something that adds character to my being. If I'm angry about something, it means I stand for something. It means I'm righteous. It means I have meaning in life because I am against something. I think we just need to be careful when we talk about canceling people because of speech that we disagree with. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1961, at the age of 15, British actress Hayley Mills had her recording debut hit the Billboard charts. It finally ended up at number eight on the charts. Song was Let's Get Together, and it was from the original movie The Parent Trap, and Hayley Mills was my first celebrity crush. You know, I was younger than she was, but I was so in love with her in that movie and this song. I had the 45, and I just played it over and over and over again. Hayley Mills, my first crush.
See, Mine was Shania Twain.
I knew I was straight a long time ago. You know, we'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.